Case, gather Bernard's information. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Bernard is a 21-year-old college student who indicated on intake forms and earlier in the session that he is trying to decide whether or not to get a second student loan to finish his philosophy degree. Counselor, let's figure out what you would like to accomplish in these sessions in a little more detail. We will learn about your experiences, what you find important, and what resources you can rely upon. The best path forward needs to be the best path for you. Sound good? Bernard, sure. I think I just need to decide if I'm making a big mistake with this whole college thing, especially this degree in philosophy, which may not even get me a good job. Counselor, college is both an opportunity and a risk. Let's explore what led you to go to college in the first place. Bernard, it always gets me when people use false logic to support their arguments. Philosophy just helps me see through all of that. My father thought it was a waste. He didn't go to college and always said it was a scam to get your money. Counselor, so even though you haven't gotten a lot of support from your dad, studying philosophy is still meaningful to you. Do you feel that your father's opinions have shaped how you think about the cost of college? Bernard, I get why he feels that way. College, even with in-state tuition, is still crazy expensive. My parents struggled, especially since they both spend a lot of time down at the bar. They were always broke but happy. Counselor, and do you think you could be broke but happy? Bernard, I never liked it. I always said to myself I would be ready for the next disaster and wouldn't spend all my money at the bar. Counselor, financial stability is very important to you. Bernard, yes, but for college, I feel like I'm stuck either way. I use up all my Pell Grants. Last semester, I got a student loan, so I'm already in more debt than I ever wanted to be in. If I quit now, I will feel like I wasted all that money. I know it is a sunk cost, but I can't help how I feel. On the other hand, if I go another semester, I'll owe over $100,000. Counselor, that's a lot of weight on this decision. Clearly, both options feel overwhelming. You want to make the best decision both for right now and your future. Bernard, yes, I am at a crossroads. Counselor, let's explore more about what finishing college would mean to you. Not just the degree, but how important is it to see it through? Bernard, partly I just want to prove to myself that I can do it, you know, to prove my dad wrong. I don't want to be a quitter. Counselor, following through and proving yourself are powerful motivators. You value resilience and persistence. Bernard, true. But I also don't want to be paying on these loans forever. Counselor, yes, your financial security is just as important to you. You've seen the impact of living paycheck to paycheck, and you are determined not to end up like that. Bernard, I always save when I can, but lately that hasn't been much. Counselor, that saver mindset is a real strength. College is a common time when people are just scraping by, but it is also a time when you are working toward a new future. Knowing your values can really help as we explore your options. Counselor, what about support systems? Who's on your team right now? Bernard, my dad's not super helpful. I'm sure he would be proud of me if I graduated, but my mom, she would have been dot. She died of brain cancer last year. Counselor, her belief in you still means a lot. Bernard, I miss her. Counselor, somehow you kept up with college during this very difficult time. I'm glad you're here. We can work through your options together. Bernard, I'd like that. Counselor, before we discuss options, let's consider your skills and strengths. Earlier you said how college helped you think critically and debate. What other skills have you developed in college, on the job, or in everyday life? Bernard, well, I work in a warehouse part-time and am rated on a forklift, nothing special. Counselor, that's useful experience. Working in a warehouse requires teamwork, problem-solving, and good awareness of your surroundings. And you're balancing it with classes, which shows you put in the long hours. Bernard, I didn't think of it like that. Counselor, recognizing one's strengths is an important part of making confident decisions. Counselor, based on what we've talked about so far, it looks like you have a few important questions. Does finishing your degree make sense for you is the most important one. Another decision is whether can you justify more student loan debt or if you can find other ways to fund your last semester. Does that sound about right? Bernard, you think there are other ways to fund my college? Like a scholarship, I am not a top student. Counselor, well, you are already funding college in another way by working part-time. We can first explore finishing college or taking a different path. If you choose college, we can brainstorm lots of ideas. The main thing is to make sure the decisions you make are the ones that feel right for you. Bernard, I'll try to keep an open mind. Question 1, what are some of Bernard's deeply held beliefs related to money? Note that his father also has some beliefs, and these may also be making an impact on his decision-making. What are some of Bernard's other values? How does all of this relate to his current ambivalence? Question 1 sample response. Bernard is a saver who is deeply uncomfortable with debt. He also does not want to live paycheck to paycheck. His father has beliefs that spending money on college is unwise, and Bernard may have absorbed this belief. Another part of him is telling himself that even if he graduates, he may not get a good job with a bachelor's degree in philosophy. All this is on the side arguing to abandon college, even though he is only one semester away from graduation. Bernard also values persistence, resilience, and hard work. This side of him is arguing toward doing what it takes to graduate. Question 2. What are some ways that the counselor has helped Bernard see his strengths and skills as valuable contributors to his ability to address his current dilemma? Question 2 sample response. Bernard's philosophy skills can be applied to making him a good manager in many fields. When Bernard discussed his part-time job working as a warehouse forklift operator, he was dismissive of this experience. The counselor used reflection to help Bernard reframe how he thought of this experience. Not only does the counselor highlight the skills needed to do this job, but the counselor also notes that Bernard has been working his way through college. Question 3. What counseling skills did the counselor apply to gather all of the needed client information while also helping Bernard feel listened to? Give examples. Question 3 sample response. The counselor regularly referred back to how the best path forward needed to be the one that was best for Bernard. The counselor used clarification, such as when asking if being broke but happy would work for Bernard. The counselor validated Bernard's opinion that the student loan debt he was considering was significant. The counselor used affirmation, such as by affirming Bernard's values about having a saver mindset. The counselor used reflection and affirmation when highlighting Bernard's values of following through and proving himself. The counselor also used reflection to gently reflect on Bernard's loss of his mother, but also mixed in affirmation that he did not drop out at that time.